We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. We are beginning 10 lines from the top of Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. It's the middle of the Amud, halfway down the Amud. The first word of the line is V'lechumro, up the Tashema. We had the Memra of Ula. Ula taught us that a Ilon that's Somuch L'meitzach Averoi, within 16 amos of his friend's property line, the halacha is he cannot bring Bikurim. Why? Because the Ilon is Yoinik, it gets sustenance from his neighbor's property, and that's not his. If it's not his, he's part of Am Bikurim. And that was the shir he gave, is 16 amos. And we're going to have different kashas on that. We just found the makar for Ula for 16 amos, and it really was maybe, it went a little more than 16 amos. But Al Kaponim, so it's only it can be sustained itself even more than 16 amos. But Al Kaponim, the each way, in each direction. But then he said 16 amos already, you're potter from Bikurim, 16 amos if you're within 16 amos each direction. Toshma, hakoine Elon vikarkoi. Someone buys the Elon and he buys the karka with it. Alocha is maybe vikari. He brings Bikurim and he says the parasha. My love, aren't we talking about, and say how much karka? Mashma karkoi, even a little bit. My love, kosher, even a little bit karka is enough that you should be chayiv in Bikurim. And let's say it's only a one arm in each direction. That sounds like it's enough. Even though you're getting Yanika from the all around someone else's property, 15 amas each way, all the properties. So Yudvavamo. Talking about 16 amas. When it says Kakoi, means he bought the tree and 16 amas surrounding the tree. That is when maybe Vikairu. Toshima, not right. Says in the Mishnah, Konosh de Ilon is Sev Shachavera, maybe in the Kaira. The law is that if someone buys Stam Ilon, the karka does not come along with it, unless he asks specifically and buys the karka. If he buys three ilanos, the halacha is that you kind of the karka with it. Two ilanos is a suffix. And therefore, the halacha is, maybe vein the kairu, because we're not sure if you own the karka. Kano shnei ilanos v'shech havera, maybe vein the kairu. The diak is, hosh loisha, maybe the kairu. If it's three, you bring and you kairu. My love kolshu. Doesn't mean you have a kolshu karka. Lo, yochanami, yudvavama, 60 namas. So first of all, Tosfos points out that you don't have to make this diak. It's from first Mishnah in the Sefer that says that if you buy three ilanos, you're kind of the karka and maybe the kairu. But that's a derech haGemara to say a diak. But what's the Gemara's kasha? From three, it's mashu maybe kairu. I lechayra, you only have a kashu. Teretz you have 16 amos. Frank the mashu. Then what do you mean? Ask the kasha on this words itself. Kindness the ilanos maybe vein the kairu. You bring, you just don't read. The Ula said you don't even bring. You don't have to bring Bikurim. Because the Gazlins, because they're Gazlins, they're not yours. So they freaked the Marsha. Very simple question. Just ask on the maybe part. He says, V'nira, Zokta Marsha, Nami, L'may the Sakadak the Hashtag, the Huadin, the Hamotz Lamifrach, the Gufa the Resha. Belavdi Yukud, the Tani, the Bezi Lawrence, the Mavi. Belavdi Yukud, the Tani, the Bezi Lawrence, the Mavi. That you bring Bikurim. But Ula Kamar, the Ain Mavi, Klaal. El the Nichale Lamifrach, Gam Bikari. It's worth him to ask from Kairi also. And once the Marsha is a Teres Tezayin Amma, it's not Shver anymore, because the reason why the Resha may be Vayne Kaira by two Ilanos is because of a Suffolk. So it's a Suffolk if maybe you own 16 Amos around. So then it's good, Lamaskana, it's good, in any case, it's good that we're saying, it's talking about here, the Kinyan Karka would be 16 Amos, and therefore you bring Bikuru. Toshima, Rabbi Kiva Imer, Karka Kolshu, it says over here, in this Mishnah, it's the Mishnah Mesechus Peah, that karka kolshu chayiv epeah. If you have even a small piece of karka, you're already chayiv in peah. That's a certain matnas aniyim that you leave over some part of the field for the aniyim, and you chayiv in bekurim. You also chayiv in bekurim. The koisma lov prosbul, and you write a prosbul. We know that shavias shmita knocks off all the chayvis. And the Hillel saw that people were stopping to lend money because they didn't want to lose the money. When it came Shvius, the guy was potter. So therefore he's misakin a prosbul. What's a prosbul? A prosbul is that it's ki'ilu, you give over the staris to Bezdin, and Bezdin's the one who is collecting the money, and therefore it's not you, and there's no din, lo yigois, on the Bezdin. It's only a din on the Tevea. And they were misakin a din of prosbul, but only if you have karka. Why? Because it's a milsad lo shchicha for a loiva to borrow money if he doesn't have karka. Why would a malva, a lender, lend money to someone who has no karka? His skin is not going to pay back. Therefore, it's a milsad lo shchicha to lend money to someone without karka. So the whole din of prosbul is only if someone has karka. So we're saying this in this Mishnah, karka shu chayav epeya, Bikurim, Vekoisla, Prozbo, you write a Prozbo, it's enough to write a Prozbo. And then on Amabez, Chavzayin Amabez, the Mishnah goes further, Viniknim ima, Nechosim Shein Lahem Achrais. You also, Halacha is something called King and Agav, that even though Amataltalim, you need Dafka Mashicha, those things King and Kesef Amataltalim. But if you buy the Karka, which works King and Kesef on Karka, Ike Agav, be kind of Mataltalim with it. So a small amount of Karka is enough for that. So we have these four halachas, the Anageya, even Karakosha. What are the four halachas? Peya, Bikurim, Prosbul, and Kinyan Aga. But what do you see? That for, first Mishnah here, that Bikurim is enough Karakosha. Lechari needs 16 amas each way. If not, I'm being gazled with someone else. So how can you say, Chayav Bikurim Karakosha, I'm taking someone else's Yanika. So what's Pshat? And for the Gemara Chumayaskino, I'm Bechiti. We're talking about a wheat field. A wheat field, it doesn't take too much indica, and their kosher was enough. They can have, and Rashi says, your wheat's chayv makurim? Yes. All shiva of the seven minim of the shiva saminim of Eretz Yisrael, all chayv and makurim. That includes chita and saira. So Rashi says, shekol zayim minim chayv and makurim. So chita is chayv and makurim, and we're talking about chita over here, and that takes, doesn't take 16 amas in each direction. They can have it, tell me kosher, shmamina. Because the deka is like this. Even if it's yaga and ula, tree, what do you think? You think it doesn't go anything? Of course it goes something. Maybe not 16 amis, but a little bit. It's here, it says kolshu. So it makes sense, it's chita. Break toisvis. Toisvis says, top toisvim, toim, but a chita didn't cost a gimel tvachim. A chita does take something. It's not nothing. It's three tvachim, a half amma. It goes, unique goes three tvachim. And don't say kolshu is lav dafka, because it brings it right from Kedushin there, that kolshu is dafka. Because the Gemara says, what's a kolshu for? What do you use a kolshu karka for? So he says, you can put a little needle in there, and hang a marganisa from there. So you see, we're talking about how much a kolshu. So emphat toisvis, the hini kasa gimel tochim, but ikyuni kasa is only connector. And he says, ilon nami, even by a tree, it really an ilon goes 25 amas in ikka. But the Iker Yanika is 16 Amos. That's how he learns up Shad and Ula, really. The Iker Yanika always goes Iker Yanika, 16 Amos. So it comes down to Tysus that really a tree goes 25 Amos Yanika and just 16 Amos. Rav Nochem in Sefer says, this is not like Rashi before. Rashi, the Chavavim Abeis, if you look at Rashi right by the narrow lines, he says, Sha'apis Shroshav Shemespashtim Chavama, the roots go 25 Amos, Ein Yoinkim Elav Techta Zayin Amma. Only goes, only 16 amas. Not like Tosfos. Tosfos says it's yoinik even further. It's the Ikki yoinik is 16 amas. Rashi's mashma is only yoinik 16 amas. But upon him, in either case, better cash on ula. The here it says enough, a kosher enough of a chiv, a kurim, and for the Gemara, talk about a chita. A chita has much less. Toshima, Elon, Miksosoi, Ba'oretz, Miksosoi, Ba'choslaretz. You have a tree that's half in Eretz Yisrael, and half the tree is in Choslaretz. The halacha is, it's tevel v'chulim u'ravim zebezeh. It's Eretz Yisrael fruits mixed together with the Chutz La'aretz fruits, so everything is tevel v'chulim u'ravim zebezeh. Part of it's chayiv tshuma, part of it's not chayiv tshuma. Dibri Revi. Rav Shimon Gmil Omer, no, you can separate it. The god of a chayiv, hagod of p'tur. You look at the tree, whatever it's growing on the Eretz Yisrael side is chayiv, whatever's growing on the chutzar side is potter. Now, even though in the bottom everything is together, all the roots are together, and that's moruv, but Rashi Mil says when they come out and they grow out, so then you can they say breira, that the side of Eretz Yisrael is coming from the sustenance of Eretz Yisrael side, and the other side is coming from chutzar side. Akam lepligi what's machlekes ella the marsav yesh breira marsav ain breira. This breira doesn't mean the regular breira. It means breira means that it could go in two directions. Whatever's growing here, you'll say is Eretz Yisrael. Whatever's growing this way, you can say is Chutz La'aretz. And that Elamayim says no. Everything mixes together. But that's the whole machlekes. Ava godol b'ptur d'ver kol pater. Well, that's for sure. If the tree was sitting in Chutz La'aretz, it'd be pater. 16 amos in Eretz Yisrael, sustained from Eretz Yisrael, should be more often that way. Chutz 16 amos it goes 16 amos that way. And for the Gemara, on the Mafsik Tzuma, there's a rock in the middle of this tree. Rashi says, "Be'emtzas shroshim, between the roots." She'ein shnei tzadim yichal lekizem azeh. It can't be yonik from one side to another side. And therefore, even if the whole tree would be, if the whole tree would be in chutzlar, to be potter, because a rock in between, not letting it get any yonika from the other side. Yochim, if that's the case, that's the case of our Mishnah over here. So then the shaila is. So, Yachim, my timer, what's the pshat? What's the machlekes over here? Yochi, my time with the Rebbe, the Hadri, what's found in Rebbe, L'chayro, if there's a rack in between, it's very clear. This side is Eretz Yisrael, this side is Chutz La'aretz. So why is Rebbe saying more of him? So the Gemara, the Hadri, Arvi, after it goes up into the trunk, it goes above the rack, it mixes together. So what's the machlokes? Machlokes is that if something in the karka is two, and then it goes into the ear above the ground, and then it goes into one trunk above the ground, does it mix the anika or not? According to Rebbe, it does mix the anika, and therefore it'll be tevel v'chul maravim zevazeh. And according to Shimon Gamliel, no, it will not mix the anika, and since they're two separate entities, one's in Eretz Yisrael, one's Chutz La'aretz, therefore it is pater from, the one side is pater from Trumas Maestros, the other side is chayav from Trumas Maestros. Freyti Gemara Kasha. Okay, so we answered Ulo. Freyti Gemara Kasha now. Is it only 16 amas? V'sheish es yama suloi. V'atana alinta na Mishnah. Marchike v'se ilum na bar chof ayama. It says it marchik the ilum from the bar 25 amas. Zokta Gemara, which really like we talked about before, Machlokes Rashi Tosfos exactly, but the Feet of Tosfos is asking, has a Nika 25 amas? And Rashi also said, was saying, the root spread 25 amas, probably a Nika 25 amas. So more than 16. So you should be potter even more. If you're if you're 25 amas away from the border, or 24 amas, you should be chayiv, you should be potter Bikurim, because it's being yonik from your friend. On my baya, mezel tu vazli. The roots go very far. Achushi l'machashi, elachish shamas, tfei l'machashi. It doesn't weaken, it doesn't take from the sadech haveroi any juice out of sadech haveroi, only up to 16 amas. According to Rashi, and after that, it doesn't take any juice. According to Tosfos, Iki and Ika is till 16 amas, as Tosfos learns, like we spoke about before. But 16 amas is where the Iker HaKosha is of Yenet's property, and it's called the Gazlin. Again, like we spoke about yesterday from the Maram and from Tosfos, doesn't mean Mamash a Gazlin, it just means it's not yours. Even if he lets, just it's not yours, and therefore, it's considered not yours to say, to bring Bikurim. Also, Rav Dimi Oma, Boimene Rosh Lakos from Rav Yechron. Ilon Hasamach Lameitzav Sech Tezayin Amma, Yudvav Amma, Mahu. They asked the Shiloh or Rav Yechron, same question we have with that Ula said. Rosh Lakos asked Rav Yechron the question, what happens if an Ilon that's close within 16 amas of his property line and it's beginning from the friend? Are you, what's halacha? You bring Bikurim or not? Amalei Gazlanu, he's a Gazlan. Ve'ein Mevi'im Men Bikurim. You don't bring Bikurim. Like Ula's halacha. Ke'osu Rav Nar Ve'echanon. Echad Ilan HaSamach Lameitzar. Ve'echad Ilan HaNoitei. Mevi V'kairi. But when Ravin came, he said B'Shem Ve'echanon, that the halacha, you have the halacha wrong. The halacha Lameitzar is, even the Ilan that's very close to my border, and the Ilan that's HaNoitei, Mevi V'kairi, Sham Naskin Hincho Yeshu Yeshua Saretz. Amnaske means they were masna already shleyak pidu al kach, and therefore it's like theirs. It's not a gazdan. It's only a gazdan if it goes does in friend's property. Maybe doesn't care now, but he wasn't clearly b'meichel on it. He wasn't clear b'meichel, but there was a takana from Yeshua's days already that there's a clear mechila on it, and ki'ilu I gave you that karka, and therefore you're not considered a gazdan, and you bring bikurim. Because amnaske nech Yeshua means his name of Shaykh Bidu Akach, and that should be theirs, and therefore there is a Chiyav Bikurim, even though you are within 16 amas of your friend, and it's Yanika from the friend's property. Since he's not, the Tekana was, it shouldn't be Makbid, therefore he's not considered a Gazlan, and maybe the Kairi.